Friday, September 29th, 1995. Martin Munter's Row House, Philadelphia. For a man with less than a year to live, 7 days had been too much time to lose. Martin Munter took 2 weeks to prepare everything, twice as long as he had intended. Now, all that was behind him. He was ready. Despite the dull, relentless pain in his chest that radiated down into his lower back, he felt good. He felt great. He hadn't felt this good in months. Maybe years. Maybe ever. He believed the Lord helped those who helped themselves, and this was the proof. In a matter of days, Munter would be assuming a permanent place in the history of the world. Then, no one would ignore him. No one would ever again succeed in pretending he didn't exist. But Munter couldn't rest quite yet, so he rose wearily from the work table in his living room and stretched. He paced. He opened dusty blinds and leaned against a window to see the sky. A perfect day, he thought when he saw the slate-gray clouds. Dark and ominous. God is the best set designer you could want. Munter sat down once more, anxious to complete his task. He needed to seal another 20 or 30 envelopes, and then that would be it. All 700 packages would be finished. 20 minutes later, he was finished. He got up from his chair and caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror that hung on the wall over the living room sofa. Drawn, nearly emaciated, older than his 56 years. Not a handsome sight. It enraged him to see it. He had taken care of himself. The body was a temple, a belief he had taken to heart at a young age. A lifetime of maintaining his temple, and now this. One thing was missing from the reflected image, he realized. There was no evidence of absolute evil. I don't think I look like the monster they're going to say I am.